Someone do an evil laugh or something.
I was really hoping no one was going to do it.
He's ready for it.
Insert evil laugh here.
Well, I'm not using that. There he is. There's the actor. Hear that voice work? It takes years of practice to do that.
A lot of money down the drain now, isn't it?
Oh, boy.
I am single. I did get drunk. I did buy Tinder Prime, and I fully regretted it. But, yeah, here we go.
Little Messi drove my nana to drink.
Yeah, he sells Hot Wheels out of his jacket.
I'd like to think that he knew that John Terry was a huge Saturdays fan.
And that Campbell Soup is a big deal. LA is Jay from In Between Us.
Luigi, don't quit your day job, mate.
Who do you think is more handsome?
Xabi Alonso.
Pirlo. If you say it with chest.
Sorry, you just have to guess. Do you want to go to the toilet? You ever seen a baby pigeon?
He was good mates with Pablo Escobar from what I read.
Mara who, sorry?
You're a pair of twats, you know that.
Well, hello, and welcome back to Nostalgia FC Podcast. This time, we're going to get spooky. With your hosts, me, Drew.
Me, George.
And me, Owen.
We are back again, this time with our Halloween Pun 11. After the fantastic success of the Christmas Pun 11, which is, I think, my favourite episode we've ever recorded, partly because George was absolutely smashed on that one. We're back again with some more puns. This time, as I said, it's all a bit spooky. Today is Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
Happy birthday, Mum.
Oh, happy birthday, Lindsay. Happy birthday to me yesterday. Yeah.
Happy birthday for me 2 days before that. Yeah.
Oh, no one cares about you, Owen. Too long ago. Right, we're here. It's pun o'clock.
Oh, you know, wait, hold on, hold on. How does it feel that you two are going to be 30 when this comes out?
Shut up.
Yeah.
George, this is George's last episode, everyone, because we've murdered him.
Yeah.
At time of recording, we're still 29, so we're all good. All right, we're back to record this Pun 11. You love puns, we love puns, we love football, you love football. Why not throw it all together and combine all of our two loves of puns and football together to make a Pun 11. Well, yes, let's do it.
Let's do it.
So, we have taken puns from the world of Halloween and interjected players' football name into them. And, no, that's not what we've done. We've taken... I've lost myself here. Oh, God.
We've taken... You know what we're going to do.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm trying to explain it. We're going to say some players' name.
We're not that popular.
Go back and listen to the Christmas episode. Then you'll know what we're going
to
do.
No, don't. Just stay and listen to this one. We're better now. I promise.
Here we mow again. It's November, which means it is Movember. And we have become Mostalgia FC. We've changed our podcast logo and everything this year. But more importantly, we will be growing some mustaches in the aid of Movember, trying to raise some awareness and some cash, if you can, for this wonderful cause, all centered around men's health. Now, they can explain it much better than I can. So if you head to our socials, head to the link in the bio, you will find a link to our Movember page, which tells you all about why we're doing this, what it's all about, how you can get involved, how you can help. You can donate there, you can learn more. There's links, there's everything you could ever need in regards to Movember on that website. So head to our socials, follow the link, and get involved with Movember at Mostalgia FC. We have a starting 11, a manager, and a super sub, all with puns based on Halloween. Here we go. Mr. Goalkeeper, get us started.
So, for this, in goal, we have former Aston Villa goalkeeper, Brad Gould-san.
Oh, it's
off to a poor start.
Oh, it's really not like good.
Gould-san.
Brad Gould-san.
Terrible pun.
The delivery as well, halfway through, I think you realised how bad it was.
Yeah.
They're all back.
I know, yeah.
Brad Gould-san. To be honest, I'm looking at the team in front of me now and I've forgotten that was there. I was trying to block it out already and we've not even said it yet. So yeah, as Owen said, former Aston Villa, still playing, by the way, Brad Guzan.
Well, fair enough.
But yeah, Brad Guzan was a bang average Premier League goalkeeper. Never made it into the USA team ahead of Tim Howard or the other one. Who was the other one?
Brad Friedel.
Brad Friedel, thank you. Or Marcus Hanneman, Reading legend. Oh, go ahead. Anyway, Brad Guzan, terrible pun, bang average player. So we'll move on to the next one. Speaking of bang average players, at right back, we have Spookus Neil.
It's my favourite one.
Spookus Neil, you may guess or not, is Lucas Neil, Australia and West Ham legend. Is he a West Ham legend?
Is he a legend?
He was West Ham captain for a bit, so yeah, let's see.
Yeah, there you go. All right. And then I don't want to speak for all Australia when I assume he's a legend. I'm just basing that off of the fact that he played in the Premier League for a while at Blackburn and at West Ham. So that gives you legend status in Australia, apparently. But yeah, Spookus Neil.
Spookus Neil. Oh, it's so good.
It's not about
it's
the player.
So good.
It's about the pun. That's just
volume two. I feel like I need to like create a Casper slide part two, you know, at the start. Right? It's like, it's the Pun 11 part two. And this time, we're going to get spooky.
Right, this is fully, fully getting clipped up.
Spooky Neil.
Right. Yeah, I remember in the Christmas one we constantly said it's about the pun, not the player. Thankfully we do have a good player in there, and it's Nemanja Vidic. So the play is good. I think the pun is not so good.
Questionable. Yeah, Nemanja Vidic. He's pretty scary, to be fair.
Yeah,
on his own.
Yeah. Didn't need to put a pun on his name, just Matty Vidic. Like, yep, fair enough. That's a Halloween character. He's scary enough.
Do you ever remember, actually? Like, there was always one kid on Halloween who would just dress up as a footballer, and you were like, doesn't really work.
That's basically like, oh, I didn't buy an outfit for him this year. What do you want to go as? Fernando Torres? Yep, there you go.
There we go.
Yeah, he's scary.
To be fair, he is for Nemanja Vidic.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
the man you did, which still has nightmares of Fernando Torres. All right, well, partner in the man you did, which is Martin Skrtel. No name, just Martin Skrtel. No, that's not true.
So, partner in the man you did, which we have Phil Babadook. Phil Babadook, no other reason for him, but he appeared in our Christmas Puns 11. His name fits puns for every season. He's going in.
Wait till the Easter Pun 11.
Oh. Babadook's a great film as well.
Here's one for you. I hate horror films. I will not watch them.
I really, really enjoyed that film.
What is the Babadook?
I mean, this is absolutely a spoiler, so if anyone's going to watch it, please just don't listen to this next bit. It's basically the Babadook is a monster you don't really see, but it turns out in the end it's just like the representation of grief. So she's lost her husband, deep. And it's the representation of grief. So instead of getting rid of the Babadook, you have to learn to live with it and just deal with it.
Well,
it's kind of sad, actually.
That's actually how Sam Allardyce once described Phil Babb's career.
Can't get rid of it, so you just got to...
Can't get rid of him. We'll just have to learn to live with him.
Well, that's there you brilliant. Go. That's great.
Oh, dear. How is a player that no one's ever heard of made it into two of our teams? I'll tell you why. It's about the pun, not the player. So, at left back in the Halloween Pun 11, we have Wales international Andy Helville. Spooky. Andy Helville, otherwise known as Andy Melville. No, you haven't heard of him. Fair enough. He's a Welsh international. Who did he play for club-wise?
Swansea, Oxford, Sunderland, Fulham, West Ham, and Nottingham Forest.
And that's why you've not heard of him. So, yeah, Andy Helville. I'd love to give you a spooky story about Andy Helville as to why he's in this team. But as with the Christmas episode, if you put an M at the start of his name...
That's his real name.
No, nope, that's his real name.
If you put
an H at the start of his name, you get Andy Helville. Hell, get it? Spooky. Ooh, Halloween. That pun was so bad that someone has just sped away from outside George's house.
I was wondering if you heard that or not. It's just a Lamborghini going past the flat. Yeah. Anyway, moving on to our right midfielder is Hans Werewolf. And yeah, me neither.
Hans Wolf, he's a good player.
Yeah.
He's currently playing.
You say currently playing?
Is he still at Swansea? Has he left Swansea?
Is he?
No, he's in Germany, I think. I'll tell you where he is.
Yeah, he's on loan at Swansea.
Okay, there might be two of them then.
There is. Because the other guy is a manager for the German under-20s national team.
See, that is the player I was thinking, so I don't know who the other one is. Oh, that could be spooky. Clone, doppelganger. Like the film, is it Us? Jordan Peele one?
Yeah.
There you go. Spooky. But yeah, you know.
Spookus Neil.
Werewolves are scary. You don't want one of them in your garden.
And there's two Hannah's wolves, so there's two of them in the garden.
I don't know why I said your garden, but there you go.
Oh, just imagine you being like, oh, Alenka, the werewolf in the garden again.
Werewolf in the garden again. Did you leave the gate open? Oh, bloody hell.
Let Coda chase him off.
Get more chance of me chasing him off than the dog. All right, well. And as werewolf, don't want him in your garden, but he's in our team.
Right, let's move on to the first of our centre midfield positions, and it is Thomas Graveson. Thomas Graveson. No.
So, you didn't have to explain that one. Literally spelled the same. You did not have to
explain it then.
You've not, in fact, all you've done to change that is put a hyphen between the
Yeah, it's got grave in his name. Spooky things come from the grave. Undead, they're in there.
Yeah.
Thomas Graveson.
He's pretty scary character.
He's a spooky looking guy.
I don't know about spooky, he just looks a bit scary.
Looks like Uncle Fester from the Addams Family.
So is that what he's in this team, is that what he's dressed as? Is he playing as Uncle Fester?
Everyone else is in a kit. He's just in the full the light bulb in his mouth.
Hitting me. I mean, Thomas Graveson was known for scrapping. So, you know, that is pretty scary. You're thinking Halloween vibes. I wouldn't want to cross him in a dark alleyway. I don't know why these players are hanging out in gardens and alleyways, by the way. It's Halloween, isn't it? Scary. Scary locations, an alleyway and a garden.
Yeah.
Not enough horror films based in gardens, in my opinion.
Can't mention Thomas Graveson without saying that since he retired from football, he's made £100 million from playing poker.
Yeah, it's all right for some, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and gambling is the work of the devil, so spooky.
Yep.
All right, well, we'll move on to the next one. I like this one. Next up, we have a player currently... sucking the life out of Manchester United's midfield. It is Mason Mount Dracula.
Nice. Nice. Fair play.
The segue was perfect.
Thank you. Yeah, so obviously Mason Mount there. You probably got that. If you didn't, I don't really think this podcast is for you. So Mason Mount Dracula, Count Dracula, everybody knows, is a scary Halloween character. You wouldn't want to see him in your garden. You wouldn't want to see him in an alleyway. You wouldn't want to see him at all because he's a vampire.
You wouldn't want to see him sucking out the life of your club.
Oh, hang on. Do what, sorry?
Just what you just said.
That's can a different one.
Can we clip that so George doesn't say the life of your club and just leaves it sucking?
You don't want to see him sucking.
But yeah, Mason Mount, you know, he left Chelsea over the summer, joined United, and as I jokingly said, set the life out of the team. I think the whole team's doing that. And he's probably the least scary player on United's team. But Mount rhymes with Count. Therefore, Mount Dracula.
He's in. He's in. Right. Moving on to left midfield. And actually, this is up there with Spookers Neil, in my opinion. I don't know which one of you came up with this one. It is Charles Nzombia.
That's good.
That's very good. Obviously, if you couldn't guess, it is Charles Nzombia, which I'm going to challenge anyone now to try and find a picture of him where he's happy. Because I Googled him just because I couldn't remember what clubs. And like, there is not one photo of him where he's happy.
Well, if you go back to the clubs that he played for, that will explain why.
Yeah, probably.
Wigan, West Ham, Newcastle.
There's also one photo if you Google him where it's a close-up of him and it doesn't look like a real photo.
Well,
it looks like it might be a smile. I Googled Charles Nzogbia smiling and it's like nothing.
Bless him. He didn't have a happy career.
Well, I've typed in Charles Nzogbia happy, and the first article that's come up is Charles Nzogbia happy to send Wigan down if it saves Aston Villa.
That's the closest I can get to a smile from him.
I can't see that one.
No, you're not showing the camera. Still, no.
You go. Your screen's locked. It's fine. Mind you, zombies wouldn't be happy, so Charles and Zombie.
Yeah, exactly. Charles, I don't think that zombies show emotion, as far as I'm aware. Never met one, but I don't think they do. From what I see on the TV, they don't. So yeah, Charles and Zombie. Strong showing there for Charles and Zombie.
On to our front line now. And the first of our strikers is currently out suspended. It's Ivan Skeletoni. Ivan Skeletoni.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Although it does make me now think that you pronounce skeleton skeletone. Watch out, there's a skeleton over there.
Run away.
Oh, I don't like you two with posh accents.
Scary. I mean, the only thing I can think of with scary related to Ivan Toney is goalkeepers when he has a penalty, because that man does not miss penalties.
Yeah,
he does not.
There you go. So that's scarily accurate with the penalty. I don't think a skeleton playing football would be very successful.
Pete Crouch made a decent career.
You had that loaded up. Wow.
Depends on how sturdy the skeleton is, because if you go for a header and your head falls off, not ideal.
Well, you could take it off and throw it so you can get even higher on the reach.
Or, but what are the odds of that?
Yeah. Or you could do it like
no
the
one
beach
got that.
Ball
it's
ball.
Ivan Toney.
Or you could throw your head like the beach ball at Sunderland and then kick the ball off your own head if your head's on the floor.
Does that count as an assist for yourself?
Oh my God, you just tricked fantasy football into giving you all the points. Goal and assist, goal and assist, goal and assist. Well, there you go. Ivan Skeletoni is partnered by my favourite pun, because it is mine. Here we go. Prepare yourselves, everyone. This is a stretch. We have Czech Republic striker Patrick Schick or Treat. Patrick Schick or Treat.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, because Schick rhymes with trick.
Yes, so, it does.
And usually on Halloween, people go trick or treating. So,
yeah.
There you go.
So, yeah, Patrick Schick or Treat. He haunted Scotland fans in the Euros when he lobbed the keeper from 70 yards. And, yeah, he's a very good player. I don't know how he'd fare a trick or treat. I think most people would turn him away because he's very tall. I'm like, sorry, mate, you're clearly not a child.
He's not a child, yeah.
I think trick or treaters are, I think Schick or treaters are getting very brazen nowadays. They turn up holding a mask. Some kid came to my door last year with a COVID mask. I was like, come on, man. What are you doing?
Well, that was a scary time, right?
It was the wrong year. That was 2022. COVID had been long gone.
I also think kids never know what trick or treat is anymore. Because if you go as a joke, like, oh, trick, they're like, huh?
Stab you.
Okay. Never mind. Here's the treat. And then kids are greedy as well.
Do you like kids, George?
Apparently not. I like your kid.
Oh, thanks, mate. Appreciate that. Right. Two left.
Yeah. So, the manager of this team is not a real manager, but it is great. The manager of this team is Haunted Lasso. Haunted Lasso.
Whoa!
Haunted Lasso.
See what we did there?
Yeah.
We deep now, cut it.
Very good. Very, very topical. Everyone loves Ted Lasso. George once went to a fans' dress party as Ted Lasso, which I repeat.
On Halloween.
On Halloween. There you go.
Yeah.
You've come full circle.
Because that was last year for November, and I got my beard shaved at the Halloween party ready for.
There you go.
For November.
So, George, you didn't know this, but there was another manager in contention, and I would like Owen to tell you what it is, because it is the worst pun that we'd ever come up with. And by we, I mean Owen. So it was Haunted Lasso is very good. Owen, what was the original?
The original was former Aston Villa manager. It was Martin O'Neill.
It's not even a pun.
He just put loads of O's at the front of his name.
I quite like that one, though.
It could be the assistant manager.
So bad it's good.
Well, yeah. There you go. We've got a super sub, and this one isn't really a pun. It's more how his name sounds. We've got Brighton FC's Pascal Ghost. Yep, that's the sound of a ghost silence. Just going past. There you go. Yeah, Pascal Gross. Sounds like ghost. Pascal Ghost. There you go.
We could have left it at gross. It would have been just as...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Next year. I mean, he does haunt Manchester United. He seems to score against them every single time he plays against them. I shouldn't say this because Liverpool are playing Brighton this afternoon on the day of recording, and you can guarantee now that Pascal Ghost is going to score against us. But there you go. I don't know what's scarier, the prospect of three almost 30-year-olds coming up with that list or the fact that we've just done it live on a podcast.
Yeah.
Is there any way to edit this to make us funny?
Happy Halloween, boys.
Is there any way to edit this to make us funny?
There's your title.
Dear me. That's heavy. Existential crisis over here now. Hello. Now, usually in this small gap, we have a 3-second jingle that takes us straight back to the fun. And I'll be honest with you, that's because we've never had anything to fill the gap before.
but now we do. So you've listened to us play the football game countless occasions at this point. You've probably heard us have Sam and Jack from the football game onto the podcast before. And you know we love this game. The card game that rewards obscure football knowledge under pressure. We love that. We love it. I mean, George, not so much, but you know, he's getting there. He's doing well. Now, if you love listening to us play that game and you think, hey, this seems like the perfect thing for me to buy, for me and my mates to play down the pub, wherever you want. Well, if you go and buy yourself a copy, head to the checkout and enter promo code NostalgiaFC, you get yourself 10% off. So, hey, go do that. It's a fantastic game. We love it. The boys are great. Get on it. Now back to the podcast. All right, well, there is our Halloween pun 11. We'll go back through it one more time just to remind you of the half an hour you've just wasted with us. And then we will see you next time. So in goal, we have Bradley Gulzan with a defence of Spookus Neil, Nemanja Vidwich, Phil Babadook and Andy Helville.
In midfield, from right to left, we've got Hans Werewolf, Thomas Graveson, Mason Mount Dracula, and Charles Nzombia.
And our front line for this team, we've got Ivan Skeletoni and Patrick Schick. Coming off the bench, we've got...
Hang on! Whoa! You missed out the pun, you just said his name!
I didn't even realise.
That's the best one.
I'll do that again.
No, that's staying in.
So we've got Ivan Skeletoni and Patrick Schick or Treat leading the front line of this team. Coming off the bench, we've got Pascal Ghost. And our managers, our dual managers, we've got Horn Ted Lasso and Martin O'Neill.
I'm so glad you said that again.
But you said it different both times.
Also, that time it just sounds like you were really excited about him.
Well, there is a team of players with some puns. Just make sure this Halloween, which is today actually, that you all check your gardens in case any of those appear in your garden. Because you don't want that. So... thanks for listening. I'm
and if
sorry.
Charles and Zogbia turns up in your garden, just invite him in. Make him happy, please.
£1 a month can help a Charles and Zogbia be happy this Halloween. All it takes is to open the door and let him in from the garden. All right, well, sorry about that one. you just listened to it. Unlucky. Happy Halloween, everyone. If you want to listen to the rest of our episodes, I promise they're better than this one. we actually do have another puns episode, which is the Christmas one from last year. So go check that out if you want to. I totally get it if you don't. But the rest of the episodes are great, so go listen to them. And we'll be back again soon with more fun. Less puns, though. Less puns. If you do want to check us out on social media in the meantime, you can.
At Nostalgia FC Pod on Instagram, X, Facebook, TikTok. I think that's everything. And if you want to email us, it's nostalgiafcpod@gmail.com.
Yeah. And as always, if you want to send us some takes, you can do.
You can either send them to all of the socials that George has just mentioned, or you can go onto our Reddit. The user is Rough Football Takes. Or the subreddit is Nostalgia FC Pod.
Yes, it is. And if you ever want to give us a rating or a review on any of these platforms, please do. It does help us get into the algorithms. And as you can tell, we need all the help we can get.
Please rate it 5 stars because someone's rated us 4 and it's really annoyed me.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Whoever you are, bastard.
Up your game.
Is it you? Hang on.
No, it's on me.
I thought you were saying up your game as in we need to up our game before you up your rating.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if it's one of our parents just like, could be better.
My parents don't listen to this.
My dad can't even get off Skype, let alone get on Spotify.
I know that at least my mum listens to this because I got a message from her, was it last week or 2 weeks ago, saying, what's a hot take? I was like, well... I can't remember how I described it. It was something like, it's an opinion that not everybody else shares, or something like that.
Nice. Well, if you've got any of them, send them to us. And to finish off, speaking of parents and podcasts, is a fun little anecdote for you to finish off your Halloween. I'm currently recording at my parents' house because I didn't want to wake the baby up, so I left my house and came around here. They're not here. Last time they weren't here, I also recorded here. And my dad, I know, doesn't listen to the podcast or watch any of the content because my sister told him that I'd come round, and he said to me, oh, well, you know, when we were away, I was checking my app and it said I spent £1.20 electric today, £1.20 electric yesterday, but then on one day, it was £1.41. And he was genuinely upset that I'd spent 21p's worth of electric to plug my laptop in.
How did he feel when he found out that you nicked his car at the same time?
Don't worry about that.
Well, let's hope he doesn't listen to this episode.
Well, if you're going Patrick trick or treating tonight, be careful. Check your gardens. Happy Halloween, everybody. Thanks for taking a break from your trick or treating to join us for the post-credit scene. Here we are again, playing a game of the football game. Go check them out. Pick up the boys. Today's card, which is a three-play, all of us playing together, one after the other. British teams that play in a blue home kit. I will start with Rangers.
Chelsea.
Everton.
Carlisle United.
Man City.
Brighton and Hove Albion.
Hoop, but I'll allow it. Oh dear. Birmingham.
Colwyn Bay.
Chester.
Oh, Gillingham.
Cardiff.
Crystal Palace? Technically?
I mean, if you're going to let us... Yeah, so it's the same as having Brighton in it, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Ipswich Town.
Linfield.
QPR.
You're just choosing hoop teams.
Yes.
God. Wigan.
Leicester City.
Sheffield Wednesday.
Portsmouth.
Oh, no, I'm gone. I can't think of one.
Oh, we got him! We got him!
Huddersfield was my next one.
Oh, dear. I was too focused on getting Owen out. I didn't think about winning. who plays in blue? The good lads over it. Wimbledon.
Oh, they do. It's dark blue, isn't it?
I fucking thought one now. Bastard.
Am I done? Coventry? Did someone say Coventry?
Oh, no, they didn't. No, oh, damn it. It's a Halloween miracle, everyone. George has won.
Come on.